is nearby, that really is something special, something worth seeing. So don't forget, Saturday evening, a lovely sight in the western twilight sky. Three planets in the moon. Two of the planets are very bright. They're Jupiter and Venus, with Venus a little brighter than Jupiter. The third planet, Mars, is far away now, on the opposite side of the solar system. It's faint, but conspicuous, right next to the others. See for yourself. Our program is Stardate. It's written and produced by Deborah Bird. For a copy of our Stardate magazine, send your name and address and $1 for postage and handling to the University of Texas McDonnell Observatory. We're in Austin, Texas. Our zip code, 78712. Let us know what radio station you hear Stardate on, would you? For the McDonnell Observatory, I'm Joel Block.
And in case you're stupid or something, the station you're listening to right now is WUSB Stony Brook. So when you write those letters and congratulatory notices to Joel Block, make sure you say that. Thank you. I don't know if anybody out there is looking at the conjunction or whatever, but I just raced in here, and it's not there because there's clouds in the sky, okay? So you can see like a dim glow, and that's the moon, but that's about all you can see. And Jim, I don't suppose you've seen anything.
Yes, I did the last couple of nights. Not tonight, but...
Well, tonight's supposed to be the spectacular one.
Oh.
But maybe our listeners can keep us updated as to what's going on with that. Program is Brain Damage. We're with you until midnight, and
we now return to our recording already in progress.
Roll the credits.
What did you say?
We now return to our recording already in progress.
What did you say?
We now return to our recording already in progress.
What did you say?
We now return to our recording already in progress.
What did you say?
We now return to our recording already in.
Has been disconnected.
Brain damage.
Möchten Sie etwas zu trinken haben?
Hello.
Dies ist viel besser.
And we've got a special show for you tonight. Not just a normal show, but a special show. You want to stick around for this one. Jim Wiener's sticking around, and all kinds of other things will be happening. First, we want to start off with our usual feature, which is, of course...
This is your program, Moscow Mailbag. Well, hi, Joe. How are you feeling?
Fine.
Great. Well, here we go. Time to tax your brain with some more questions. And the first one today from Nicholas Peter Adams of Newark, New Jersey. Is membership in the Communist Party a requirement for employment at Radio Moscow?
Well, I'm sure that will not tax my brain. Well, before I answer the question, I want to say hi to Nicholas Adams. The answer to your question is before. Membership in the Communist Party was a must if you wanted to be, say, head of a section or deputy head of a section, editor-in-chief, or deputy editor-in-chief, or anybody for that matter. You could, mind you, you could work in the studio without being a member of the party, which I did for 49 long years. Today, things are different. What with glasnost?
Has any member of Radio Moscow ever entered politics or been elected to the Congress of People's Deputies?
If by Radio Moscow you mean our foreign language service, yes. A former correspondent of Radio Moscow's Arab service, Yevgeny Primakov, is a member of the Security Council under the president. He is also an alternate member of the Politburo in the party. Before, he held two very important posts in parliament. He was head of one of the chambers of our parliament and a member of the presidential council. And it was he, Yevgeny Primakov, who represented our country at the talks with Saddam Hussein before hostilities started. And he tried to persuade Saddam Hussein to accept the decision of the Security Council to withdraw from Kuwait. I personally know Yevgeny Primakov very well from the days that he worked with us. There's also Vitaly Zhurkin, who worked with us some time back. He now heads the Institute of Europe of the Academy of Sciences, and he often appears on television. But if you take it a bit wider, that is, if you take Soviet television and radio, about a dozen commentators, correspondents, and other members of the staff of Soviet radio and television are deputies to the parliaments of both the Russian Federation or Republic and the National Parliament.
It seems Nicholas Adams is very interested in this, Joe. He asked, how many weeks' vacation do employees at Radio Moscow receive?
All employees get 4 weeks a year. As a rule, the announcers are a privileged lot. They get 6 weeks. They tell us that work at the microphone is very arduous and, it's taxing, and they get 6 weeks.
Well, yes, it's quite tough here at Studio 54, Joe, you know. All right, he goes on to say, I'd like to know if employees of Radio Moscow receive a pension upon retirement.
Yes, just like all employees of the Soviet Union. At Radio Moscow, men may retire at 60 if they have a service record of 25 years. Women may retire at 55 if they have a 20-year service record. But mind you, it does not mean they have to retire on reaching that age. Yours truly is past 70, and as you see, is still going strong. But of course, in the country as a whole, people engaged in arduous jobs like miners or those working in hot shops or flight attendants or ballerinas or what have you, they retire very much earlier.
Obviously, Nicholas sees us as being creative people, because his last question says, how many employees of Radio Moscow have authored books?
A few have, I know, but I really don't know how many. I don't know exactly how many. Well, who knows? Maybe I'll write a book one day, too. Nicholas, you're giving me ideas.
Right, that's enough from Nicholas. Over to Phoenix, Arizona, to Richard Hovish, to be precise. The question, is the Soviet lifestyle changing because of the new market economy?
Huh. If you mean changing for the better, no. In fact, so far, it's getting worse. The stores are empty, and when I say empty, I mean it. Prices recently have gone up 2 and even 3 times. Although, of course, people do get compensation, that in no way, unfortunately, in no way neutralizes the rising prices. Not by a long shot. Now, the other day, I walked into a store next to my house. A kilo of salami was 42 rubles. Which means that approximately 2 pounds of salami cost 15% of a month's average wages. Or put it this way, suppose your wage in the States is $24,000 a year. If that's the case, you'd be paying $300 for 2 pounds of salami. Now you understand, I hope. Fares on the public transport system have gone up 3 times. Cab drivers demand over 1/3 of the average month's income to drive you from the airport to the city. And believe me, I experienced this myself when I flew in from the States 6 months ago. There were several programs to extricate us from the economic crisis and to go over to a market economy. The latest program was worked out jointly by our cabinet of ministers and the sovereign republics, or states, or nations as they call themselves now. It looks like Moscow and the republics have achieved a large degree of accord. So let's hope that finally this program, unlike the others, will be fulfilled. Now, since Richard is from Phoenix, Arizona, I'd like to ask him to do me a favor. Please call KTAR, call Pat McMahon, or you can call him at his home. I'll give you the number, 997-7927, 997-7927. And give him the very warmest regards from Joe Adamoff at Radio Moscow. Tell him I haven't heard from him for quite some time.
Over to Kenosha, Wisconsin now, and Edward Sandberg writes on October the 9th, 1955, in the New York Times, General MacArthur stated the following: "The nations of the world will have to unite, for the next war will be an interplanetary war." How did General MacArthur arrive at such a conclusion? And do you consider this an unusual statement by a political leader?
The major nations of the world, incidentally, did unite to free Kuwait from Hussein. But, as you probably realize, this was no interplanetary war. Now, for General MacArthur to arrive at such a conclusion, he must have believed in some extraterrestrial beings who would threaten our planet. Now, despite all that has been written and said about UFOs, I do not see any threat to the civilization of our planet. Even if they do exist, I do not believe that they are hostile. So sleep tight and forget about Star Wars. Today, I believe the chances of a war in near-Earth space or a nuclear missile war, these chances are becoming slimmer and slimmer.
Over to Trumbull, Connecticut, and Anthony Santora asks, would it not be wise to exchange American wheat for Soviet crude oil? This would lessen our dependence on the Middle East oil.
I can understand your wanting to be less dependent on Middle East oil, especially after the war in the Gulf. But, you know, lately the production of oil here has been falling. As a result, so have exports been falling. Why, you may ask? Because the old equipment is working very badly, and because we are exhausting our reserves at the formerly productive deposits. Another reason why we cannot increase exports is that our home consumption is constantly growing. That's another reason. Now, you must realize that we do not want to become a raw material appendage of the industrial powers. We must learn to export not natural resources, but finished industrial products that would compete on the world market like Japan does. And until we reach that level, to develop our resources, we've reached an agreement with the United States Chevron and Texaco companies to prospect for and drill oil in the USSR, including the famous Tengiz region. I say famous because it's believed to be the world's biggest deposit.
Anthony is also interested in Radio Moscow and asks, well, says to be precise, I visited Radio Moscow in 1984 and noticed how primitive the station setup looked. Has anything changed in the 7 years, Joe, do you think?
Well, in the studio where I'm recording this program, we have the latest stereo recording equipment from Hungary. It was installed 2 or 3 years ago. But, you know, I've been to scores. When I say scores, I think that's putting it very mildly. Maybe I've been to very many more studios and stations in the United States. And honestly, I did not find them any more advanced technically than ours. In fact, they look more cramped than ours. I will admit that our building may not be up to modern American office standards, yes. But technically, the only difference I see is that you use cassettes, whereas we prefer to use reels. Then, of course, you employ that much less personnel. We certainly are overstaffed.
Well, Joe, after this program, I'll go and wind the dynamo for a few minutes, you know? Okay, over to a certain R. Burnside of Bearden, Oklahoma. And he asked, does the name of the town Chernobyl mean wormwood?
Yes, that's just what it does mean. In fact, it's one of the varieties of wormwood.
Steve Batson of Charleston, West Virginia. What's the current state of Chernobyl after the nuclear meltdown? Is the city completely vacant of its inhabitants, and what is the future of the city?
Well, there are no inhabitants in the city, and it's hard to say when they will return. I don't think anybody can tell you that. But the atomic power station is working, and the people who work there live in the city of Slavutich. The reactor that caused the disaster is encased in a concrete sarcophagus. Radiation around the station is normal today. It's been visited by many foreign correspondents and visitors from something like 50 countries, in fact. You know, I would like to surprise you with the following fact. The power of the nuclear emission in Chernobyl equaled 90 Hiroshimas. It infected something like 43,000 square miles, and about 160 or more thousand people had to be evacuated. Now, to completely do away with the consequences of this disaster, it'll take time and money, and mind you, a lot of money. I'll give you more details in next week's edition. I have a question on the same subject.
Well, time for a timely question on time, because Charlene James of Atlanta, Georgia, writes, you export millions of watches, even to Switzerland, and yet none are sold to your own countrymen. Why?
Yes, we do, unfortunately, export millions of watches, and very few are sold at home, because at this period in our economy, it is much more profitable for the enterprises to earn hard currency through exports than to earn our own rubles, with which, unfortunately, again, you cannot buy anything or very little. And since many of our enterprises have acquired independence, there is this tendency to export anything they can, any place they can.
Are there any animal rights organizations in this country? And if so, have they achieved anything?
This will surprise you. The Russian Imperial Society for the Protection of Animals marked its 125th birthday in the Art Theater, the Holy of All Holies, here in Moscow. Among the guests was the president of the Humane Society of the United States, Her Highness the Princess of Belgium, and many more. Incidentally, Dostoevsky was a member of the society before the revolution. The society was reborn in 1988, and had the support of Andrei Sakharov and many other prominent scientists. What have they done? Well, so far, they have set up a veterinary center of mercy. There's a center of veterinary first aid, with departments in other cities, naturally. A home for pets when the owner is away. A home for aged horses. They're working out diets, various diets for pets. And they've just started turning out a national paper. The motto of the Reborn Society is, stretch your hand of kindness and help to your brothers and sisters in life, to these amazing creations of nature.
Well, I imagine that's for the humans, not the pets, right?
No, that's for the pets.
Yeah, okay. Oh, they read. Okay. Well, the last question today is, I've always understood that your government frowned upon anyone acquiring much wealth. Is that correct?
That is correct. And unfortunately, it is correct to a great extent today. But what is more important is that it is deeply ingrained in the thinking of our people that no one should stick his head out, no one should rise above the crowd financially, that is. This egalitarian ideology has been drilled into us for generations, and it's very difficult to do away with it. They'd rather be all poor than have some categories climb above the average. That is why there is this enmity here towards those who have, for instance, started a small business or are successfully working as farmers or are members of joint enterprises. You know, one of our prominent economists, Shmilyov, has called this a syndrome of equal poverty for all. And Hedrick Smith, I suppose you've heard of him, in his book, The New Russians, describes this inbred syndrome in great detail. But if we're going to go over to a market economy, we will gradually have to get rid of this harmful thinking.
Okay, well, whoops, something's happened. I have a Kalashnikov pointing at my head, which means I've got to announce Joe's wrap-up joke. So over to you, Joe.
Well, the wrap-up joke is this. Lenin said communism is Soviet power plus the electrification of the whole country. Today, the slogan reads, communism is Soviet power plus the emigration of the whole country.
And you're off, I suppose, but nowhere else. That's Joe Adamoff answering your questions there on Moscow Mailbag. And don't forget, address your letters to the North American Service, Radio Moscow, Moscow, the USSR. You couldn't do better than write us that letter. Your comments are also welcome on the show. Mailbags on the air every Saturday, Sunday and Wednesday to the East Coast at 2310 and 0210 UTC and to the West Coast at 0410 and 0610 UTC.
And that means nothing to us, of course. It's 24 minutes after 10 o'clock, and that's when you can hear the end of Moscow Mailbag every Saturday night here on Brain Damage. And we have Jim Wiener still sticking around here.
Hiya.
How you doing?
Okay, how are you?
All right, we've got a special show planned for you tonight, folks.
We're not going to do it, we just have it planned for you.
We have a plan, we might do it, I don't know. We're going to try to do it and see how far we're able to get. And we want your help, okay? Now, there have been a lot of controversial things going on these days. You know, a lot of headlines, a lot of news stories and, you know, things on TV, newspapers that we've all been following. And tonight, we're going to ignore all of that and talk about the weather.
That's right.
Nothing but the weather. Now, first we're going to play a bit of music because I promised people I would do this. After that, though, except for the tripods, it's going to be nothing but weather, and we want your participation and help in this because there's a lot of ground to cover.
Yes, as well as sky and
yes,
wind. And
be about enough of that, Jim. Well, we'll get back to Jim a bit later. And we will get back to all the other things that are happening in this world in just a few minutes. In the meantime, we've got the 12-inch single we mentioned last week from Screaming Target. We played the two sides of the album. Now we've got the 12-inch single, which is a 12-inch single of Knowledge and Numbers. The first song we're going to hear is Knowledge and Noises, and then the Knowledge and Numbers 7-inch mix, and that will be side one of this 12-inch single. So without any further ado, Screaming Target here on Brain Damage and the weather shortly thereafter.
Knowledge.
Knowledge number, still ain't safe.
There it is, the Screaming Target record, the 12-inch single, Knowledge and Numbers. We heard Knowledge and Noises and the 7-inch mix of Knowledge and Numbers. And we have another side to go. We'll get to that either later on this show or next show. And that is the deal with that. It's 35 minutes after 10 o'clock. The program is Brain Damage, and we're talking about the weather tonight, right, Jim?
That's for sure.
Okay, you look ridiculous with those headphones on. They've got this little yellow thing. Look like you're wearing some crazy kind of a hat.
just realized. I just looked at it. Looked at my reflection.
Really,
that's great. Oh,
this isn't television, so there's no way the people hearing this can appreciate
hysterical.
That.
Yeah, it's a shame. Yeah.
So now, the big question right now, the controversy that's going on in the streets and everything is, does a volcano classify as weather?
Well, offhand, I...
It sure affects the way you look at the day.
Yeah.
Ahead, you know?
Yeah, it definitely...
Stuff coming out of the sky, I think, is weather.
Yeah, I mean, I think as a practical matter, it's certainly weather to me.
You think they say in the forecast volcanoes today and all... Well, I mean, I guess there's one way to find out, isn't there?
Yeah.
Let's do something here. Now, I'm literally just coming up with this as I go along here because I haven't really thought about this much at all, but I do believe it's time... to reach out. And even though it's a bit early, try and confuse an operator somewhere. But we're doing this also for the purposes of knowledge, education, and beautiful things like that. Let's find out what the weather is like in Manila. And to do that, we have to do a couple of things. Oh, boy.
Now, please.
Static on the line. Yes, can I have long distance, please?
Certainly.
One moment.
One moment for an operator who can assist you. Thank you.
Here comes the flourish.
AT&T, how can I help you?
Yes, hello, operator. We need overseas information for Manila. That would be in the Philippines.
Okay, one moment.
Thank you. And we're on our way. It's nice that they always come in when the music ends, you know.
That's just fantastic.
I've trained them to do that.
You mean the record or the...
No, the operators. Can't train a record. Don't be silly. Uh-oh, something bad is happening.
No, I don't think so. I don't think anything bad happened. Why? Why? Does that indicate something bad happened?
It usually does. Here we go. A Filipino ring.
Assistance Manila Information, may help you?
Yes, this is the United States calling for Manila Information, please.
Go ahead, please.
Is this Manila?
Yes, this is Manila Information.
Okay, we need the phone number for the recorded weather announcement for Manila.
The Weather Bureau?
Well, it's a recording. The number for the recording.
I'm sorry?
It's a recording.
Recording?
Yes.
What do you mean recording?
A tape recording.
Tape recording of what? Is this a company, sir, or what?
No, it's a tape recording of the weather forecast for the Philippines.
So you're asking for the weather broadcast.
Right.
Can I just give you the Weather Bureau of the Philippines, which is a Pag-asa? One moment, please.
Okay. So exciting.
Thank you. The number is 921-8313.
8313. Now, does that include all applicable country and city codes?
Dial 011 to get out of the United States.
Uh-huh.
Country code 63.
Uh-huh.
City code 2, and then the 7-digit phone number she gave you.
Okay. Thank you very much. Oh, same to you. All right. So that's the phone number we have here for the weather in the Philippines. So I guess we can just call them and ask them if this is, in fact, weather.
Yeah.
All right. Is that okay with you?
Oh, it's fine with me.
All right. I know you have a whole lot of hot weather news there you want to get to, but we won't get to that.
No, it's okay.
Okay, we'll get to that. But first, we have to get to this. And, you know, duty calls. Actually, we're the ones that are calling.
I thought Eric was calling.
You know what we need. Okay, we have dialed the number, and the number soon will be ringing. Now, wait a minute. Any idiot can tell you that there's no way it could be busy that quickly. I'm going to try that again. I think it's our university phone system messing with our heads again. Here we go. That's better. Not a quick connection, would you say?
Mm.
As usual, I neglected to ask what time it is over there.
Well, I don't think we'll be waking anybody up.
Oh, I don't know. Weather Bureau people have to sleep too, you know.
But they probably have around-the-clock shifts.
That's the sound of a phone ringing in a building that's probably covered with lava right now.
Maybe. Well, I don't know. Is it?
Well, that's what the static is. The static must be the lava.
You think so?
Probably, yeah. That's what lava does, is cause static. What do you know? Can you imagine if our weather forecasters did that? Didn't pick up the phone?
Well, I guess you see, this is probably an office.
Uh-huh.
It's probably not a number that the public calls 24 hours a day. It's probably some type of office that's only open during the week.
Right,
business hours.
Oh, what happened there? Something nasty happened.
Hmm.
Complete silence. Complete and total silence.
Hmm.
My word. Okay, well, let's redial and see if we can get any further. Somehow I doubt we're going to, but we'll give it a try anyway. Well, international calls sure connect fast these days, don't they?
Good, yeah.
Oh, that's not nice. Didn't even ring once. Let's try that again. Okay, that sounds good. There we go. I've got an idea. I'm going to grab a second line here. Dial it again. See if we get a busy signal.
Mm.
And then we hear what a Philippine busy signal sounds like. Uh-oh. That wasn't a busy signal. Okay. That one is still ringing. Let's try this again. All right, well, it's still ringing over here. I don't think anybody's going to answer.
I don't believe so.
Mm. This is an exercise in futility.
Possibly.
Yeah. So I'll wait for the little tweepy sound to come on there. In the meantime, why don't you share with us what you have, Jim, as far as weather news?
Well, what I was going to suggest is...
Let me also, if people want to phone in with their... Oh, there it goes. With their own weather news, they should do so.
Sure.
632-6901, area code 516.
Absolutely, but I wanted to ask, perhaps, because you have the Suffolk County forecast over there, maybe we ought to read that first, just to get it established that that's what
the
local forecast is.
On the spot here. Where is it?
Oh, no, it's okay. It's okay. It's okay. It's all right. No problem.
I was panicking.
No need to panic.
All right. Tonight's weather, you mean?
Yeah, for okay. Suffolk County.
Well, I'll preface that by saying it's 23 degrees Celsius right now, and that's...
I think that's 73 or 72 degrees
73.
Fahrenheit.
Mm-hmm. Smart aleck tonight.
No, I just
you know all,
to...
all the conversions.
No,
it
hasn't changed
fine.
Since I read the temperature,
okay.
And that's what I remembered it from
right,
being
no
before.
Problem. 73 Celsius, 73 Fahrenheit, 23
Gee.
Celsius.
Wow.
You know, we used to call it 96 on the USB scale because we add Fahrenheit and Celsius together.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. It's a unique scale, and it works.
It's great.
So it's 96 degrees on the USB scale. Tonight, we're expecting to be partly cloudy and hazy, lows 65 to 70, winds southwest 5 to 10 miles per hour. Sunday, partly sunny. You know, some bozo came and crossed out the word here and wrote their own word. You know, it said partly sunny, and then they crossed out a word, and the person just crossed it out. Oh, they didn't write another word.
Right, I crossed it out.
Oh, you're the person. Well,
yeah.
What did you cross out?
Well, that
editing the weather.
Oh, yeah, that'll lead to part of what we're going to discuss, as a matter of fact.
What, censorship of the weather on
the
air?
Well, you could call it, if you want to call it censorship, you can, but it's really more, I feel, it's more just removing surplusivity.
I demand to know.
But I'll explain.
And I think all of our listeners demand and have the right to demand
do,
to know what the word is that
I'll
you
gladly tell them.
Read it at all.
If you would just read the forecast as it is, and then I'll tell you what it was.
So you want me to read the forecast the way you've rewritten it?
The way I've rewritten it, that's right.
And expect that that somehow I'll be rewarded by finding out what the truth really is.
No, not rewarded. I'm just saying that I want to just make a point, and if you just read the forecast as it is, it'll help make the point. Are we going to talk about the weather till midnight, or are we going to argue until midnight? I wasn't sure whether this was the weather program or the argument program.
This kind of thing was going on with the weather forecast.
No, maybe I got my program mixed up. Maybe this is actually the argument program we had been planning on doing.
Sunday, partly sunny, huge smudge, and humid, with thunderstorms likely. High in the upper 80s, winds southwest to west, 10 to 20 miles per hour. Now, also, I might point out that the next line was crossed out. However, I can still read it. The line that Jim did not want you to hear was, chance of rain 70%. Perhaps Jim wants you to go outside without any rain gear and get soaked by surprise.
I'll get to that. No, I'll get to that in a second.
You'll have your chance. You'll have your chance to answer to these charges in just a moment. Now, Sunday night, mostly cloudy with a 40% chance of showers, low in the upper 60s. Now, interesting thing here is that Jim completely obliterated the Monday forecast.
That's right.
And you know something we don't know, Jim?
No, just that I figure that weather can change so quickly nowadays. It makes more sense. As a matter of fact, I believe that the
WUSB... You know more than the weather forecasters, in other words.
No,
you know better.
No, not better. It's just, I mean, it might be a correct forecast. It's just that as a matter of fact, I think the WUSB guidelines suggest that we don't read forecasts that go beyond about 24 hours from the time that we are reading them.
Interesting how nobody has seen these guidelines in several years.
Well,
you seem to carry them around under your arm everywhere you go.
They're right here in the control room if you want to check them out.
Uh-huh. We will be checking them out. We'll also be checking you out.
Hey, we can do a program reading all the WUSB guidelines. That should make fast.
I am going to read Monday's forecast. Despite the fact that you've taken such pains to keep it from the ears of our listeners, I am going to read Monday's forecast.
Okay,
which
sure.
Stands, no matter what you do, I'm going to do it.
No problem.
It stands for reverse psychology. It's not going to work.
Fine with me.
Monday, partly sunny and less humid, high in the low 30s. You crossed it out so thoroughly that I can't tell what the number is, but high somewhere in double digits. And
well,
that's national. Okay, now are you going to tell us what the word is?
Absolutely.
Obliterated,
if you
and
could
why?
Just give me the copy that you read the forecast. Thank you.
Turn the copy over.
Thank
to Jim
you very
now.
Much. Okay. Now, first of all, tonight it reads partly cloudy and hazy, low 65 to 70, winds southwest 5 to 10 miles per hour. Okay, now, originally what it. Low 65 to 70, winds southwest 5 to 10 miles per hour. Now, I crossed out the words and warm, figuring that since I was about to give what the temperature range was going to be, or since the temperature range follows the words and warm, that it would be apparent to people that it would be what most people would consider warm if they heard that the temperatures would range tonight from 65 to 70 degrees. So that's why I figured I may as well take out what seemed to be superfluous language to me. Tonight, partly cloudy, hazy and warm, low 65 to 70, would make just as much sense saying partly cloudy and hazy, low 65 to 70 for tonight. And then the winds southwest at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Now, Sunday, it probably read something like partly sunny, hot and humid with thunderstorms likely, high in the upper 80s, but since most people would consider the upper 80s hot automatically, I figured I didn't have to say hot, so I crossed out the word hot. So it just reads Sunday, partly sunny and humid with thunderstorms likely, high in the upper 80s, wind southwest to west 10 to 20 miles per hour. Then I crossed out the words chance of rain 70% for tomorrow's forecast, my reasoning being that just a couple sentences back it says, three sentences back, it says, Sunday partly sunny and humid with thunderstorms likely. So I figured that saying that the chance of rain would be 70% would be superfluous since it had already been stated that thunderstorms would be likely. So tomorrow, Sunday, partly sunny and humid with thunderstorms likely, high in the upper 80s, wind southwest to west 10 to 20 miles per hour. And I took out that the chance of rain would be 70%. Even if it is, in fact, going to be a 70% chance of rain, I don't think I have to tell anybody that because I've already said that thunderstorms are going to be likely. That's tomorrow's forecast, Sunday's forecast. Now, Sunday night, mostly cloudy with a 40% chance of showers, low in the upper 60s. I left in 40% chance of showers because there's no other reference to precipitation other than that, so I left it in there. Sunday night, mostly cloudy with a 40% chance of showers, low in the upper 60s. And then, as I mentioned, I took out Monday's forecast because I didn't know how likely it would be that it would actually be that way. And I think it's low 80s that it's supposed to range. That Monday will, according to this forecast, be partly sunny and less humid, high in the low 80s. But I didn't mention it originally because I figured it might not be too likely that it would occur. So that is my philosophy on my editing of the weather forecasts.
This is WUSB. You've been listening to Jim Weiner justifying his censorship of the weather over our airwaves. Address your telegrams to the appropriate parties. Now we're looking at the worldwide weather here, and I'm struck by it.
Excuse me. May I just
struck
may I just
like
give a proper introduction?
Like an Entenmann struck, yeah.
It's not just the worldwide weather. Let's give it a little showmanship here. It's
okay.
The worldwide weather.
You feel you must have to do that? Okay.
I do.
Let's start off by pick a continent here. Let's see what's going on.
Antarctica.
Place. Let's pick another continent, one that has people on it.
Okay, Australia.
Australia. Okay, that would be Sydney, I get. You picked the one city that has a big N-A next to it. For some reason, I didn't get any report from there.
Well.
Sydney, N-A. I don't know what that means. Well, I guess that means only one thing. Yes, it's time for us to go out once again and confuse another operator and get the weather report for Sydney, Australia. Let's see how easy this one is.
Carol speaking. May I help you?
Yes. Hello, operator. We need long distance, please.
Sure. What area code are you calling?
We're calling Australia.
Hold on, please.
They have no area codes.
One moment for an operator who can assist you. Thank you.
Actually, they do, but not our kind of area codes.
AT&T, how can we help you?
Hello, we need overseas information, please, for Sydney, Australia.
Mama, sir.
Assistant Sarin
speaking.
Yes, is this Sydney? Hello?
Yes, no, it's... Yes?
Is this Sydney, Australia, please?
A listing in Sydney?
Yes.
Did you require?
Yes, I require a listing in Sydney.
Yes, the name, please?
Okay, it's the number for the recorded weather forecast in Sydney. I always say that when you're in Sydney, that you require a number. We're learning cultural things here tonight, too.
Yes, it's interesting.
It's 1196.
Oh, boy. 1196.
Yes, or I have a different number for boating weather for the coast.
Give us that, too.
Right, 1-1-541.
I think maybe we missed a number on the first one. What was the first one again?
1196.
Oh, so that's only four digits?
Yes, it's only a dial-up number. You don't actually get to speak to someone there. It's just a recorded message.
I see. And
can
that be reached from overseas?
I'm not really sure. Just hold the line a moment and I'll ask. I won't keep you a moment.
Okay, thank you. Oh, listen to this. We don't get this over here.
Oh, this is nice.
Is it my imagination? They seem a whole lot more friendly over there.
Well, I think that the operators over here that we heard tonight, anyway, seem to be very
accommodating. Come on, Dan. This is. I won't keep you but a moment. 119. You don't.
Are you there?
Yes, I am.
Yes. You shouldn't have any problems if you just put 2 in front of it, like your city code.
Okay.
Okay.
And the country code.
Thank you, then.
The country code.
Okay. Bye.
Okay. Thank you all very much.
Welcome, sir.
I mean, the operators here are nice and all that, but they always sound overworked and tired.
Well, that's the thing, they're probably overworked and tired.
But they sound like they were having a lot of fun.
Probably just
they're
busy,
playing music
at least.
And, jolly good sir and all that kind of thing. Well, anyway, you know, I neglected to ask what the country code for Australia was.
Well, that's okay. We can always find that out. Of course, isn't there a number, although it's... one of those 900 numbers where you can get the weather or something anywhere in the world.
Well, yeah, but they cost, believe it or not, it costs
probably
more.
Probably costs more, I guess.
To call that 900 number than it does to cost to call overseas.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah, it's incredible. Now, let's, I think the country code for Australia is 61, but, you know, I'll wake up some poor farmer somewhere if I call the wrong one, so
we'll check.
Absolutely
yeah,
certain
good
here.
Idea.
course. It takes
can
a while.
Can I help you?
Yes, I need AT&T, please.
One moment for an operator who can assist you. Thank you.
Providing you the service that Newsday did not provide you today, the weather forecast.
AT&T, how can we help you?
Yes, hello. I need the country code for Australia, please.
61.
61. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Very 61. Good, Eric. You had it right.
I had it right, but I wasted time finding it out
anyway. No, that's okay. It was better to check.
Well, okay. Let's try and get going here. We are calling the recorded weather in Sydney. Let's hope it's the right number.
Hi. Fine, apart from a few early morning fogs inland, mild days with lengthy sunny periods, moderate to fresh northwest to westerly winds today, easing tomorrow. The forecast city maximum for Monday, about 20 degrees. The further outlook for Tuesday, mainly fine, city maximum 18. Wednesday, fine, city maximum 19. For general sports results, please dial 1187. Thank you for calling. The general weather forecast issued by the Sydney Bureau of Meteorology at 11:30 a.m. Sunday for today and Monday. Fine, apart from a few early morning fogs inland. Mild days with lengthy sunny periods. Moderate to fresh northwest to westerly winds today, easing tomorrow. The forecast city maximum for Monday, about 20 degrees. The further outlook for Tuesday, mainly fine, city maximum 18. Wednesday, fine, city maximum 19. For general sports results, please dial 1187.
Well, this is where
thank you for
in.
Calling. The general weather forecast issue.
All right, enough of that, enough of that. Okay, that's something. They,
yes.
They say fine over there a lot, don't
yes,
they?
Yes, they do. And
the weather's going to be fine.
Fine, and it's a nice upbeat approach, and that must be Celsius temperatures.
Obviously, or it wouldn't be
yeah.
so fine. But well, aren't they going into winter over there? So it really shouldn't be all that fine.
Hmm.
Yeah, they're going straight into winter. I don't think it's 19 degrees, you know,
unless
Fahrenheit.
Maybe it's...
But 19, okay, 19
well, wait a minute.
Celsius.
You know, something you raise an interesting
66
point.
66 on the Fahrenheit scale.
You raise an interesting point.
I certainly do, but I raise many interesting points. It's
maybe
my, it's my
maybe
job.
That was Fahrenheit that they were using.
I don't think they would use Fahrenheit. We're the only place left in the world that uses Fahrenheit.
Fahrenheit,
yeah.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. We're stick in the muds. That's how we're referred to in many parts. Do you want the marine forecast?
Sure.
All right, let's try the marine forecast.
Well, I mean, you don't have to on my account. Let's put it that way.
No, don't worry. I would do nothing on your account.
Oh, okay. Good, just as long as we have that straight.
That's as straight as a line.
Indeed.
Here we go, the marine forecast for Sydney.
Updating weather forecast issued by the Sydney Bureau of Meteorology at 10:40 a.m. Sunday for the next 24 hours. Broken Bay to Port Hacking and 60 nautical miles seaward. Northwest to westerly winds 10 to 15 knots, freshening 15 to 20 knots during the day. Seas rising 1 to 2 metres, swell about 2 metres. Fine. Pittwater, Port Jackson and Botany Bay. Northwest to westerly winds 10 knots, freshening to 15 knots in the afternoon. Seas becoming choppy in the afternoon, swell about 2 metres at the heads. Fine.
Fine.
Tides at Fort Denison, low water 5:08 p.m. 0.5 of a metre. High water 11:35 p.m. 1.9 metres. The sun will set at 4:53. The moon will set at 9:10 p.m. The general forecast issued at 11:30 a.m. Sunday for today and Monday. Fine apart from a few early morning fogs inland. Mild days with lengthy sunny periods. Moderate to fresh northwest to westerly winds today, easing tomorrow. The forecast city maximum for Monday, about 20 degrees. The further outlook for Tuesday, mainly fine. City maximum 18. Wednesday, fine. City maximum 19. For stage and screen attractions, please dial 11681. Thank you for calling.
Oh,
the voting weather forecast.
Oh, all right. They repeat very quickly there, don't they?
Yes.
If that's a tape loop, that's a very good one.
It is. It's very well done.
Yeah. And they don't charge you a fortune like they do. It actually costs less to call them than it does to call a local weather.
Amazing.
If you can believe that, that's the most incredible thing. I should tell you something about capitalism and you know, things that go on in our hallowed halls. So it's mostly fine over there, and looks like it's going to be fine for quite some time.
Yeah.
We say fair, they say fine.
Fine, yeah.
They say double one, we say 11.
Have you done that? Yeah. Hmm.
Any other words of wisdom from you?
Well, you think that when they want to say one, they say half 11?
That's something that great minds will no doubt be pondering.
Or at least ignoring.
Let's update the weather. It's 23 degrees Celsius.
It's 73 degrees Fahrenheit, isn't it?
73 degrees Fahrenheit.
It,
thank you, Jim.
Yes.
We are expecting it to be, fair and mild. Lows in the low 60s. Tomorrow, hazy, humid, with a late storm. High in the mid-80s. And yesterday was 81 degrees was the high, and the low was 60.
Now, was that a weather forecast for this area that you just read?
Yes, it was the north shore of Long Island.
The north shore of Long Island.
Yes.
Ah.
Yes. Would you like to hear the south shore of Long Island?
Yes, thank
okay.
you.
Tonight it will be fair and mild, lows in the mid to upper 60s. Hazy, humid tomorrow. Same late storm is going to hit them. It'll be in the 70s. 70s at the shore, whatever that means. Yesterday the high was 74, the low was 59.
By the way, you know, this is WUSB Stony Brook.
I knew that.
Long Island's first station in the 90s.
And we are going to be back after the tripods with some exciting stories about the weather, including having to do with thunderstorms, hurricanes, tornadoes, that kind of thing.
Yes.
And we'll be inviting listener phone-ins, in case anyone is still awake, to call us up and talk to us about the weather. Because this is something that has been demanded by listeners for quite some time, a station that does nothing but talk about the weather.
Yes, and all I want to say is, whether or not...
Yes? You're going to have to think of a punchline to that, Jim. I'm not going to let you get away with that.
Oh. Whether or not you want to talk about the weather...
Why don't you introduce the tripods?
Get out of this. Well, I'm going to talk about you. The tripods...
You know, last week
yes.
we left them and Charlie got shot. Right there on the radio, he got shot. So, no doubt there'll be some answers tonight. Hopefully,
I hope so. And now, the continuing saga of the tripods.
Radio Free Long Island, with the express written consent of the Three Village Tobacco Farms, proudly presents the episodes of the Tripod Family. The story of one of America's most illustrious families and their struggle to find peace and happiness in the suburbs of Long Island. This week we rejoin Howard and Kathy Tripod along with their friend Boris in the sewers of Nice, France, where they're searching for the hidden statue. They've now found the statue, but they're trapped in the sewers, and we hear Howard's...
Oh, you listen? Oh, no, of course not. We had to find a stupid treasure. Who cares if we never see the light of day again? Who cares if we spend the rest of our lives trapped in the sewer systems of Nice? Well, now we've got our treasure, Kathy, and that's about all we've got. I sure hope
you... Howard!
What?
Are you just about done?
No, Kathy, as a matter of fact, I'm not. I said from the very beginning that we shouldn't go traveling around in the sewers for any stupid little statue, treasure or no treasure. But neither one of you listened to me. And now look at where we are.
Okay.
Trapped in the middle...
Okay. All right, Howard.
No. I'm going to rant and rave. I've got a right to. Remember that time in Big Bear City when I bought the Lemon Ranch? Everybody told me not to, but I did it anyway. And when it turned out to be an abandoned used car lot, you yelled and screamed at me for 2 days.
Yeah, I remember that.
Well, now it's my turn, Kathy, and I intend to enjoy this moment to the fullest. I'm not going to say I told you so, but if I did, it would certainly be justified. You and this lunatic Boris go waltzing off in this harebrained scheme, and for what reason? So that you can find a ridiculous...
All right, Howard. I give up. You're right. You're absolutely right. This is all my fault. You were right all along, and we should listen to you. Okay, are you satisfied? Are you happy? I mean, what else can I say?
So now you're going to take away my one moment of glory. You won't even let me rub it in a little.
Oh, come on, Howard. Let's be practical. Sulking around isn't going to get us anywhere. We've got to figure out how to get out of these awful sewers.
Well, I wish you luck, Kathy.
Howard, if we don't work together, we may never get out.
I don't think we could get out if we had the greatest minds in the world to help us.
Well, we won't get anywhere with that attitude. Now, let's pick a direction to go. If only Boris would talk. He's the only one who has the slightest idea about where we are.
What's his problem, anyway? Why did he suddenly stop talking?
Well, I think he was struck dumb when he realized that we finally found the treasure. I guess he's in shock or something.
Well, maybe he'll come to his senses if we tell him the treasure doesn't mean a gosh darn thing, since we're going to be trapped in here for the rest of our lives.
I don't know if anything we say will penetrate him at this point. Look at him. He's just staring straight ahead. In a daze.
What a way to end my days.
I wonder if he can hear me at all. Boris! 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 Hello? Testing! Boris, can you hear me?
No use, Kathy. He's out in space.
Yeah, I guess you're right, Howard. Well, we better start figuring out how to get out of this place.
Well, one thing's for sure.
What's that?
We can't get past this door. I think it's closed for the remainder of time.
Well, that's pretty funny. How that door suddenly closed on us.
Hilarious. Someone else seems to think so, too.
This place is giving me the creeps, Howard. Why don't we at least try to get out through another passageway?
Okay, all right, let's go down this little one. It has to go somewhere.
What do you suppose Charlie and Pop are up to back home, Howard?
Who knows? Probably nothing all that exciting. They're most likely just wondering where we are.
Well, at least we have that much in common.
look out, Kathy.
Oh, catch the statue, Howard! Oh, no!
Gee, I'm sorry, Kathy. I tried to catch it.
Oh, that's all right, Howard.
I know how much that statue meant to you.
Look, we have been bamboozled, my comrades. There is no treasure in the statue.
And so the statue is broken as Howard, Kathy, and Boris remain trapped in the sewer system of Nice. You want to be with us next time when we'll hear Howard say...
Boy, do I feel like a jerk.
That's next time on the exciting adventures of the Tripod Family. Presented in conjunction with Radio Free Long Island and the Three Village Tobacco Farms, this is Don Topeka.
Music for Modern Ears, every Friday at 10 a.m. on WUSB Stony Brook.
Hello. Hello. Hello.
Hold on. Okay, I was out for a second. Everything go okay here?
Hello. Hello.
As well as I guess they could go. Yes, good evening. This is Brain Damage.
Hello.
Jim Wiener over there.
Hello.
Over here.
Hello.
Our phone number is
632-6901,
area code 516.
Hi. Hello.
We welcome your calls because your calls mean that we don't have
we
to...
We want you to say hello.
To Jim any longer.
Hello.
Now, we got the recording for Sydney because Sydney didn't have a weather forecast. But,
well, just because one person doesn't have a weather forecast, we have to go out and get...
Persons.
Oh, you mean for the city of Sydney?
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
The whole city of Sydney does not have a forecast in today's paper, so I can tell you what other cities have. Geneva, the high was 75, the low was 64, and they were clear. Montreal was cloudy, 68 degrees was their high, 52 was their low. New Delhi, 101 degrees was their high. Mm. 80 was the low, and it was clear. Any other city you're curious about?
How about Abilene, Texas?
Abilene, Texas. They don't have Abilene, Texas. In fact,
I
they don't
do.
Have very many... Okay, what's Abilene, Texas? Give us a...
Abilene, Texas for Saturday, June 15th.
All right, 632-6901. Give us a call.
The low was 64, and the high was 89.
Well, that's real exciting. Is there more?
How about Akron, Canton? Probably the Ohio.
Akron, Canton?
Yes, for the two cities.
Oh, okay. It's a double city kind of a thing.
Yes. The low is 68, and the high was 90.
That is shocking. Yes.
How about Albany, our state capital?
Let's go to the phones, see who we have here. Good evening.
Hi, Eric.
Yeah.
Hi, Sam. How you doing?
Hey, how are you? What kind of weather news do you have for us tonight?
I don't know. For hell.
What?
I'm kind of hoping for hell.
Hell? We don't have a weather forecast for hell. What kind of station do you think this is?
No, like big chunks of hell falling out of the sky.
You want big chunks of hell to fall out of
hell.
The sky?
No, not hell. Hell.
Oh, hail.
Hail. Oh, you know, we're reading too much into this guy. You want hail. Well, you know, I haven't seen hail in a good long time. Hail is something that demands to be respected.
Yes, definitely.
Have you seen hail recently?
No.
No.
Oh. Well, I'd like to see some.
What's your favorite kind of weather?
Favorite kind of weather?
Yes.
I really don't know.
You don't know?
That's something that I've thought about.
Well, would you like to see a hurricane?
Sounds good.
Okay, hurricane it is then. Let's plan for a hurricane this year.
Well, I mean,
come on, last time we had like, hurricane parties, we had all kinds of fun.
Well, yeah, it's just the destruction's a bit off-putting, I think.
Destruction is just a side effect, but it's,
I mean, I understand the excitement, you know, that people feel, but, I guess we really don't want to, indicate that we're hoping that we get hit with a hurricane.
I am. I like hurricanes.
Well, I guess that's your opinion.
I mean, I'm not hoping for people to, you know, get ground up and massacred and all that kind of thing. No, I don't really want that to happen. But if that has to happen for us to get a hurricane, that's the choice of the people that decide to go out in the middle of it. Or
well,
live in a flimsy house that was built in the 1970s that has no basement.
Well, I mean, I'm just saying
a lot of people live in houses like that.
Well, yes, but I'm just saying that
and they're getting what's coming to them.
Well, now, Eric,
you live in a huge house with you know, a deep basement and a bomb shelter.
But not everybody can afford that or is able to find it.
You know, I'm getting pretty tired of hearing about what people can afford and what people cannot afford. You know, that's a sissy attitude that I find so abhorrent to today's society.
Oh, ho,
if you can't afford it, steal it, all right? That's the American way.
Well, this started out as a pretty innocuous program. It's getting
pretty heavy.
632-6901.
But, you know, hurricanes...
A lot of people are sorry, too.
Well, I mean, the last hurricane we had was 1985.
You've got to get a hold of yourself there.
1985, Jim.
Okay.
6 years
well
ago.
Well and good, but I'd still get a hold of yourself if I were you.
I want a hurricane. I want something like that. Blizzards. When's the last blizzard we had? Do you remember the blizzard of 1977?
How about the blizzard of 1978?
Well, it's sort of the same one, wasn't it? It was over the New Year's break.
Well, actually, it really, the one that was really the corker was in uh-huh. February of 78.
Uh-huh.
It was massive.
What do you think of...
It was more than a blizzard. It was a blizzard.
What do you think of thunderstorms? I mean, people got killed on the U.S.
Yeah,
Open golf course.
Yeah, that's scary.
That is
truly scary.
And it's not the first time something like that has happened. People are always getting struck by lightning on golf courses.
Yeah.
I don't know why that is, but...
Well, it's probably because it's a wide open space and...
No, I think it's the good Lord does not like golf.
No, I don't think so.
Well,
what do you base such a theorem?
It's just my idea, that's all.
Just your idea that you don't think the good Lord... likes golf?
Well, I don't... Maybe he just doesn't like the way we play it. You know, that's possible, too. Or maybe he doesn't like... Because the spectators always seem to be the ones that get it. Maybe he doesn't like people watching people playing golf.
Maybe
golf is some higher entity kind of a thing that is you know, it's greatly demeaned by having people staring at it.
Excuse me. It's a higher entity kind of a thing?
Well, that's... Yeah.
This is how you posit... Such a sweeping theological.
Well, we have children
position.
Listening. I don't want to use big words.
But still, a kind of thing.
Well, I don't watch golf, and you'll note I've never been struck by lightning.
No, I'll notice that. Yeah, I mean, I admit to that. But I mean, I think there are a lot of people who watch golf who have never been struck by lightning.
You almost got struck by lightning.
Yes, and I wasn't watching golf.
Well,
though.
You were driving away from the radio station, though.
Yeah.
Might have been a mistake.
In other words, you're saying that the good Lord wanted me to stay at the radio station and was punishing me for driving away that night?
No, I think the good Lord just was trying to make you suffer for no particular reason.
Oh, you think the good Lord was in kind of a capricious mood. Are you saying that the good Lord is a sadist?
Well, to be a really good Lord, you had to be a bit of a sadist. I mean,
you think
he
so?
Put us on this planet, didn't he?
Really?
Well, look what he's done, you know?
You say that this is all his fault.
Well, I mean...
You don't think that free will or choice enters into it?
Dan Quayle is one heartbeat away from being president. Okay?
Yeah.
Need I say more now?
I think you need to say a lot more if you want to explain this whole position that you've gotten put out here.
Well, I mean, if you believe in certain things, you know, in the...
If you believe in certain things, what things?
Don't jump on every word I say here. I'm trying to explain
it.
Do you believe
in
predestiny? Do you believe in predestiny?
I don't know. That's a very good question. I mean, the position you're taking is that there's... predestination, that that's why everything is the way it is because God caused it to be that way, and that human beings, let's say, have no choice in,
exactly,
in what,
exactly,
what they can do.
So you got your predestination, you got your pre-registration. You see, people here at Stony Brook do not have a choice. They have to be pre-registered for classes.
Excuse me.
Okay? You would
Excuse
think
me.
Registration would be enough,
no, no.
but it's not.
Excuse me.
It's not. You need pre-registration.
No.
It sounds
Eric.
Like something optional, but it's
Eric.
Not.
Eric.
That's the whole parallel between pre-registration
Eric.
And predestination.
Eric.
You think destination is
Eric.
Enough. Having a goal is something, but no, it's more than that.
Eric. Eric.
A lot more.
Eric, are you telling me that you're
I'm not telling
your
you anything.
Argument.
I'm simply saying my opinion. Eric. You can take it with a grain of salt if you so desire, but the bigger fool you if you do that.
Okay, Eric.
We're supposed to be talking about the weather. I don't
yeah,
know why
we are. Well, I don't know why.
On this
I don't know why either.
Goes nowhere.
I have no idea why. I mean, it's just that suddenly I find that you are equating the question of free will versus predestination with an academic procedure at a state university.
Not an academic procedure.
Which I'm not demeaning.
An administrative
okay.
procedure.
Fine, an administrative
do
procedure.
Do not mix up academic
Eric,
and administrative
Eric,
functions.
No, Eric, I'm not.
It is
I'm not.
The most serious sin you can commit.
Well, this is fascinating now. Okay. Apparently, your analogy of pre-registration at a university versus predestination as the determinant for all of the world's and, I guess, universe's events, you've gone beyond that analogy. You are now suggesting that religion recognizes as a sin, as an actual sin, someone confusing administrative with academic functions. Do you? Now, I'm not necessarily saying I'm not an expert on theology. What I'm saying is, or on religion, but what I'm saying is, do you have some type of biblical or liturgical reference to back up your position?
Of course I do. Now,
well, okay, fine.
Our phone number,
what is
632-6901.
Excuse me.
This is not a Bible show.
This is not
a Bible show. We are not going to be talking about Bibles.
Eric.
We are not going to be quoting the scripture now.
Eric.
We are talking about the weather.
Eric, fine.
And the Lord has set forth weather upon us.
Yes, he certainly has. But the point
and
is...
we are here to define that and to talk about it and to explore
right.
that a little bit further.
Right, but you suggested...
Your attempts to derail this conversation could only be manipulated by Satan himself.
No. Well, excuse me. So this is fascinating.
Satan is trying to manipulate this radio station. He has always been trying to manipulate this radio station.
Absolutely fascinating. First
it's
of all,
about time
you keep
for
making veiled references
to
railroading, okay? Derail, railroad track. All of a sudden, where we're getting into commutation or mass transit.
Predestination,
and
railroading,
then all
there
of a sudden,
is a connection.
All of a sudden, the mention of Satan comes up. We went.
You won't find
from,
Satan
we
on any Amtrak train. I can tell you
from,
that.
Yeah, we went from speculation.
Mm-hmm.
We went from speculation about the weather in Abilene, Texas, to some type of assertion that Beelzebub is the program director here at the radio station, which I certainly don't believe he is.
Don't say things like that.
And that, and you just said that, you just suggested that Amtrak does not have any involvement with the devil. And I don't think it does.
Railroading is a divine type of a thing.
A divine type of
yes.
a thing?
Yes. It's...
Do you consider academic and
railroading
administrative functions
is next to cleanliness.
Railroading is next to cleanliness.
And cleanliness is next to godliness. Railroading is two steps away from godliness.
Okay, railroading is two steps away from godliness.
Exactly.
Okay, how do you come to this conclusion? And I think railroading is great, but how do you come to this conclusion?
Well, I mean, you accept the fact that cleanliness is next to godliness, do you not?
Yes, I do.
Well, why?
Why? Well, because I feel that what that means is...
No. You have no thought of what it means. You've seen a listing of two things. You've seen godliness followed by cleanliness, and the next one after that is obscured. But if you simply unobscure it a little bit, you will see that railroading is the word that is
where
obscured.
Where does this appear? Where does this obscured set of characters appear?
Where does it appear?
Where?
Right away for it.
You have to. To whom do you write away?
Those people in Pueblo, Colorado, with all the little
really?
Booklets. Yeah.
So and
across
how do
quarter.
I, yeah, and how do I phrase my communication to them? What am I asking for?
You want the list.
I want the list.
Yes.
So if I take a piece of paper and write on it,
type.
Sirs
type.
Or
don't
madam.
Write. I've seen you. Don't write.
Okay, I write.
Type.
Type, okay.
You could use a computer word processor and
right.
Print it out.
Fine. Sir or madam, please send me the list, and I give my name and address, mm-hmm. And then I put it in an envelope, and I make it
T,
out.
Capital L.
The list.
Right.
And I make out the address to that, whatever that, I know what you're talking about, the address in Pueblo, Colorado. We can get a lot of information from the United States government.
Right.
And when they get this communication from me, what you're saying is they're not going to open it up and, A, laugh at it, B, throw it out.
No, they'll laugh at it before
C,
they open it up. But after they open it up, they will fill the order.
Then they'll fill, right, but they're not going to look at it, note my name and address, and send A, representatives from a mental institution, B, representatives from a federal law enforcement authority.
Well, Jim, if they notice your name, they just might do that, but I can't answer for any of the things you've done in the past. I'm talking about this particular list.
Eric, what I'm saying is, you think that this would have immediate meaning to them. They wouldn't think I was crazy or some type of subversive or some type of wise guy or some type of crank or just some type of confused person.
Well, they might be in a bad mood. They might think everybody's like that.
Okay, but let's say they're in a good mood.
They're in a good mood, and if they didn't see your particular name, they probably would think nothing of it.
Okay, look, let's assume they're in a terrific
mood. I don't like assuming, Jim. I don't like assuming.
Fine.
And I don't like where this discussion is leading us, because we are going away from the weather. And we're supposed to be talking about the weather.
Eric, I didn't take us to this point in the discussion. Eric, I just have to settle with you that if I send this request to them and I just write, please send me the list,
mm-hmm.
They will send me a piece of paper that on it says godliness, cleanliness, and then something that's kind of obscured, and I peel off something.
No, it's not obscure on this list.
Oh, on this list, and then it says railroading.
Right, and street sweeping is after that.
And but street sweeping
well,
is after that.
Well, that's really, really controversial. I would not even, like, start a discussion on that right now, because there they go, the phone lines
but
are all lit up.
I can
no,
sooner...
No, street sweeping
sooner,
is not, has
no,
not yet been proven
me.
To be
excuse
the
me.
Number four.
I would sooner automatically accept that street sweeping...
And
is,
if you really
is,
want to get
is,
controversial...
Is, ...approximates cleanliness, that would railroading. Not that railroading is inherently dirty, I'm just trying to understand why...
A band of people, mostly on the West Coast.
Band, orchestra, or
no,
string
a band
quartet.
Of people.
Let's be precise about
let's
this.
Let's not be silly here. I'm trying to be serious.
Oh, no, let's not
now,
be silly.
There's a band of people that
certainly
say that godliness
not.
Is not the top of the list, that there's actually something above
yeah,
that
above
that's obscured.
That?
I don't happen to follow that particular
yeah,
logic.
Yeah, but what's above that? What do they say is above that?
Well, you can go over there and talk to them and ask
I
them
go
that.
Over
but
there
I'm not
going to
spread their teachings here. We are talking about the weather tonight,
yeah,
folks, and we are going to continue talking about the weather, despite Satan's attempts to get us off that subject.
Wait a minute. You see, that's the whole point. That's why you keep taking us off the subject, because you keep making these sidewinding assertions that Satan is trying to take us off the subject. Who Satan? How is Satan doing this?
Satan has his ways of working out things like this.
Yeah, and how is he working these things out?
He works by manipulating people's minds, by making them
whose
ask
minds
questions,
is he
by making them interrupt people who
yeah.
are trying to explain
yeah.
things
oh,
on the radio.
Oh, are you saying that Satan has taken over my mind?
Satan is a child of the 90s. He knows technology.
Satan is a
he
child
has
child of the 90s.
All kinds of communication
yeah.
at his fingertips.
Listen,
he has
listen.
A personal computer. He has a modem.
Yeah.
He has everything, a fax machine even.
Yeah.
Satan is able to work in, indeed, frightening ways.
Yeah, okay, fine. But
we are
but,
not here to discuss Satan tonight.
No, excuse me.
We are here
you
to discuss the weather.
Now, you just suggested that Satan has taken my mind over. Now, frankly,
I did not
I don't
say that. Is that what you feel has
over.
Happened?
I'm not saying I'm necessarily an angel, but I don't think that Satan's taken my mind over. I don't really feel any, even though we're getting kind of a spirited argument here, I don't feel any kind of evil inclinations. I don't feel like I'm about to do anything harmful or nasty or cruel to somebody. I don't feel that I'm trying to disrupt deliberately the topic we're on. I am just simply following the natural flow of argumentation that has developed over the fact that every time we try to get back to the weather, it seems you make some reference to Satan.
See,
and I don't
Jim,
understand why.
Satan is a lot more subtle than you give him credit for. He would not,
well,
he would not inhabit
say,
somebody
well,
and
it,
say,
whoa,
I'm going
whoa,
to make
whoa,
this person
whoa.
Feel bad. I'm
Wait
going to make this
minute.
Person feel
whoa.
Like this.
Whoa.
Satan is
whoa.
Here... Satan is here to confuse
whoa.
Us, to confuse us, and to make us feel as if we are doing the right thing, when in actuality we are not.
Wait. First of all, I don't even know if I, well, I mean, I'm aware, look, I, depends upon what you mean when you're talking about Satan.
I just say we have the toll-free line is open for pledges and call our 900 number for prayer and counsel. Go ahead.
What are you talking about?
I had to say that. That's part of
the announcement. You had to say it?
It's required, yes. I have to say
required
that.
Required by whom?
Are you going to question everything I do
yes,
here tonight?
Yes, I certainly. Yeah, well, given what's been going on, definitely. Who requires you to say that?
That's a typical.
There is no
demonic,
900 number or toll-free number here or donate number for donations other than when we have our radiothon, which is not in effect now.
Uh-huh.
There's no number for that. Well, what are you talking about? You want to, where does it say that you? It says not. There's nothing on the program log.
Right
there's
over
nothing
there.
In the handbook.
Right over there, Jensen.
Over where?
Right over there.
I'm looking at. You know what you're pointing to? You're pointing to a. You're pointing to a binder. I'm going to go over there and get this binder. I got to see what this is.
All right, now,
right
this will
here.
Give me an opportunity to give the phone
binder,
number, which is
632-6901. Okay, all of a sudden, I find out there's a new edition of the WUSB Studio Handbook. This is fascinating. Let's see what's in here. Let's see.
We have
there's a Carvel coupon.
Callers on the line. You should not give out brand names over the
there's
radio.
A calendar. It wasn't a plug. I don't. I'm not taking a position on Carvel one way or the other.
Yes, but by giving out their name,
although
you're
I suppose
lending
wrong
strength.
Saying that I like their ice cream. I mean, I'm not. I haven't been paid or given anything of consideration to say that. This is a calendar here. It says in this calendar that you have to make reference to a fictional toll-free number and a fictional 900 number and solicit donations when it's not during the radiothon period? What are you talking about, Eric?
We are soliciting
Eric, you're delirious.
Donations.
We are not soliciting donations.
Giving advice and counsel.
We are
counsel
not giving advice and counsel, and I'm not. And people want to pray, that's great.
And
we
are forever
prayer line.
Battling satanic verses
line?
Such as the ones we are hearing now.
What are you talking about? What the heck? What? I'm hesitating to use the word heck. I'm afraid I'll be accused. What are you talking about, Eric?
I'm glad you did not use that word, Jim. There is hope for you yet. Although that word just now, you should not be using
sorry,
in vain.
Sorry, I apologize. Gee whiz.
No, that's not acceptable either. That's not acceptable.
Gosh darn.
You're really cutting it close. Let's see who's out there, and we're talking about the weather tonight. Hopefully we can
right now
stay on the subject here. It's currently 23 degrees Celsius, which is
73 degrees Fahrenheit.
That's very good. And it's fine outside. It's just fine.
Yeah, it is fine.
I wish I could say
yeah.
It was fine inside, but it's not.
I imagine,
right. Let's see who's out there. Good evening.
Yeah, that whole thing reminded me of the hurricane we talked about before, flying around looking for something to hold on to.
Yeah, it's the same caller called back again.
Yeah.
Give you an idea of our listenership here.
Connected.
All right. Well, now, what's this about hurricanes?
Yeah, that whole theological discussion with the hurricane.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, I suppose it was. But I want to ask the caller, do you think that Satan has taken over the radio station here? And do you think that, do you think that Satan's taken over the radio station? And do you think that railroading is next to godliness or two-step from godliness?
No, cleanliness.
Okay. Okay. I'm sorry, Eric. I'm sorry.
Railroading. Are you talking about taking the railroad or railroading people into doing something that...
That's a very good question. Very succinct point that the caller has made
very
there.
Good. So what are you talking about?
I can see that you have been reading
what
the scripture recently, which is very good for you.
Wait a minute. Eric,
now,
hold it. No, Eric. No.
Can
excuse
I endeavor
me.
To
no,
answer?
No. Don't endeavor to answer yet. Hold it a second. Excuse me. To the caller, if I may ask, have you been reading scripture recently?
God forbid.
Well, I'm not taking a position on one way or the other. If people want to, fine. If they don't want to, fine. But you see, Eric just suggested that you made, which was a very good point, the distinction between railroading as the pursuit of putting trains on rails and operating them versus the slang use of it as a means of, or colloquial use as a means of...
abortion.
I'm sorry?
Abortion.
Of what?
Coercion.
Of coercion, yes. Coercion, hurting people, fooling people. Now, he said, Eric said that you made that point based on having read the scriptures.
No.
Now, but you see, we've now been able to establish that Eric, poor Eric, is delirious tonight.
But I don't remember there being any mentioning of using the railroad, like the Long Railroad or Amtrak either.
No, there wasn't. You're absolutely right. You see, Eric... Your very callers.
But even in the modern translation.
You're absolutely right. You see,
obviously,
Eric, your very callers
caller
are trying.
Has,
Eric,
has
your
some
callers are concerned about you. They're trying to help you. They're trying to explain to you that you're confused. We were not on the topic of railroading when we got on there. This caller made a very good point, and you ascribed it to the fact that he read the scriptures. You're going on about some fictional prayer line that we have. Not that there's anything wrong with praying. See, some fictional 900 number, some fictional toll-free number. Eric, I don't know what's gotten into you all of a sudden.
Our listeners know of what I am referring to. Our listeners have received our mailing mailings. They know exactly what it is
mailings,
they're supposed to be calling.
What mailings are you talking about?
The campaign against Satanism on non-commercial radio.
What are you talking about? Eric, there isn't. We're not running any campaign against Satanism in non-commercial radio because, to my knowledge, we don't have a problem with Satanism on in non-commercial radio, particularly this station.
I think our listener is trying to say something against you, Jim, or above you. If you would please be quiet for a moment, maybe our caller can be heard. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, I was just commenting that, Eric, I think you're on the wrong frequency. The religious station is a couple more digits down.
Well, thank you for... Oh, I seem to have disconnected our caller by accident, so I will
move
on to the next
caller. Yeah, no, I think you disconnected your caller on purpose because he... I mean, Eric, I don't see how you could possibly think that you could continue with the charade. Now, were you talking about railroading as a means of transportation or as an unethical act?
Well, as I was trying to say, anyone that has studied the scripture knows that in the second chapter of Apostles, there is a very clear reference to the distinction between the railroading, which involves coercion, a device frequently used by your friend Satan, and the railroading, which is next to cleanliness, which in turn is next to godliness, which is the device which will save all of us who believe and bring us to the promised land.
632-6901
area code 516.
Eric, they didn't have railroads. How could they possibly make some kind of distinction about them?
It's interesting how you can come up with certain phrases that say a certain fact. Oh, this is how things were then. This is how things are now.
Eric,
but when someone else tries to explain something, all you can do is try to cut them down and try to make
Eric,
what they say seem like nonsense.
Eric,
you know, that is
a
typical ploy used by
Eric,
people that
that
want to tear down
the
civilization of today.
Eric, I find it interesting that you use...
Our telephone number is 632-6901.
You put this extra catch in your voice, like, there are certain phrases that people use, like there was something malignant or malicious about the use of the phrase that I had when I said they didn't have railroads then. Eric, you know that...
The only thing that I am saying here is that it is open to your particular interpretation. And the other thing I'm saying is that, Jim, your particular interpretation is hopelessly warped.
You know, you see, this is the problem.
Now,
first you say that, okay, it's open to things are open to interpretation, and I readily
but
agree.
I also,
then when you talk about my interpretation...
I have a moral obligation
first of all,
to warn our listeners.
You put this little prefix sound before the word interpretation. All of a sudden, when you're talking about everyone else's interpretation and your interpretation, you're saying interpretation, like somebody would normally say the word.
Well, of course,
When you get to the reference to my interpretation, you say, interpretation.
We have,
and then you say it's hopelessly wrong.
On the screen, $10,000 since 11 o'clock. That is very, very
Eric,
nice.
Eric, we don't have any screen in the room here. It doesn't say $10,000.
Don't
We're
listen
not running
to
the
naysayers. Don't listen to the naysayers,
Eric,
who say that we do
Eric,
not have certain things. We have a great deal, folks. If we put
over,
our heads together, let us... bow our heads in prayer as
Eric,
Satan is choked in the background as he
ended in March,
smothers in his own
ended in March.
Output
there is no
of
fundraising
nonsense.
Going on now. There's no $10,000 tally. There's no screen in here.
They said
I was coughing, not Satan.
They said that God did not exist.
I didn't say God did not exist.
They said that there was
I
no hope
exists.
For this world.
Not that I think there's anything wrong with being an atheist, but I personally think he exists.
And they said the Giants could not win again. But all these things have come to pass. We have put the evil Saddam Hussein back in the city where he belongs, despite what everybody thought. Naysayers say one thing, but
Look,
they are always
horses,
overruled
okay?
in the end. And they are overruled by your blind faith. Thank you very much for listening. We are talking about the weather tonight, or we're trying to talk about the weather, and we want to hear from people who seek guidance in that and other spiritual things.
Wait.
632-6901. Perhaps somebody in the technical department could disconnect that microphone. It would be very nice. Little I can do. Good evening.
Good evening, Eric. How are you?
I'm just fine. How are you?
I'm okay. I wanted to tell you, first of all, that I received your mailing, and I would very much like to make a substantial contribution.
Okay, well, God bless you. God bless you very much.
Absolutely. And I also just finished a wonderful, wonderful book about the weather. It's such a coincidence, because as I was reading it, I thought, I'd really like to copy part of it down and send it to you, and then all of a sudden you have this program on the weather. It was called Chasing the Monsoon, and it got magnificent reviews a couple of weeks ago in the Times, and it's written by a fellow named Freighter, his last name, Alexander Freighter, and it's all about how when the monsoons come to India, people await them with such enthusiasm, and then they pour out into the streets to greet the rains. I mean, people come in their finery from especially desert countries. They come from Saudi Arabia and everything. I mean, people will even just stop in the middle of meetings and hop in their private jets and go to India to stand in these torrential downpours. And they have huge monsoon parties. And
see, it's a blessed event, I think, a pilgrimage to disaster. It's something that I hope to see more of. It's too bad that we can't have that kind of reaction to tornadoes, and the only reason for that is because tornadoes happen so fast that there isn't enough room
or time. That's the thing,
you can't
be assured of viewing their spectacularness from a safe distance, but I mean, it would be great if we could all go to a volcano or a hurricane or a tornado or something like that. I mean, it's so dramatic and spectacular.
Well, volcanoes are a lot more predictable. We can all take a bus over to Clark Air Force Base and watch as the world explodes. Hurricanes are predictable. Cyclones over in Bangladesh are a bit more predictable, except they don't believe in telling anybody. And there are other things, too, such as blizzards.
Yeah, blizzards.
How about sticking your head under a drill press?
Do you consider earthquakes to be a weather phenomenon?
I don't think you could classify volcanoes or earthquakes as weather phenomena. They might affect the weather, but I don't think that they themselves could be classified as weather.
Well, we've touched upon a very controversial subject in the weather field, and certainly we will be getting many calls and letters about that in the future.
I think we've touched upon an even more controversial subject in the psychiatric field.
I'm sorry?
I think Jim is possessed.
Well, I don't. I'm not going to pass judgment on Jim.
Eric.
Jim is going to be his own judge.
Okay,
and that's
in league with the devil.
Well, he's going to be his own harshest critic, and let us all pray for Jim.
Perhaps he'll be his harshest critic.
We are all our own harshest critics.
You know, Eric, just because a caller...
Every day is judgment day for us.
Just because a caller wants to call up and play along with your joke doesn't mean that you should... You see, that's the problem, Eric. You're taking this too seriously. This is a caller with a very good sense of humor, a lighthearted, a very quick, lighthearted wit... And you're taking it all seriously.
I hope that the good Lord
smite
has
you, man.
A good sense of humor when he comes face to face with you, Jim. And with that, I want to thank our caller for calling in and move on to the next caller.
Pleasure.
Eric.
Good night.
In my view, the way things stand now, okay, as far as I'm concerned, if you want my opinion... I think that God likes to do a lot of shtick and wear his straight men and straight women.
There's not many programs that would give the Antichrist the opportunity to present a view.
Talking about Antichrist.
But
the
reason we do this
is so that people
can reach their own conclusion.
I wasn't putting God down. I was using an entertainment metaphor for what sometimes happens.
I think God is going to have some questions for you as to how you could...
But I didn't mean it as a sideshow of some sort. It was just a lighthearted remark.
There is no room for lightheartedness or lightheadedness.
You don't think God has a sense of humor
in this field? I'm sorry?
You don't think God has a sense of humor? I think that
when funny things happen
or whimsical things happen in the world, I think part of that can be attributed to God having a sense of humor.
Look to thyself.
Which one are you saying there? It sounded like you were saying, look to thyself. What's thyself?
10,500. Thank you so much.
No, Eric, Eric, no.
From Southampton.
Eric, no. Nobody from Southampton called and pledged $500.
$500 pledge. will bring us over the 11,000 mark and will help us to build a special room for Jim where he can go on with his rantings and ravings, and we can bring Cub Scouts in to see this and learn from it. 632-6901. The 800 number is open for your pledges. The 900 number, only $10 a minute, is open for prayer and counsel. Good evening.
Hi.
How you doing?
Good. I'd just like to say that I'm an atheist.
You're an atheist.
That's I think that's fine. I think that everybody has their own view where these things are concerned, and I think it's impossible to pass judgment on the worth of someone's character simply because they're an atheist.
But we're talking about the weather.
Oh, well, but in the past 10 minutes, I haven't heard any weather talk.
You're right. You're right, sir.
That's because you've been listening to the Antichrist trying to move us away from that subject.
Now, see, this is the problem, Eric. Right away. Now, here's an opportunity to hear another viewpoint.
You want to hear my view?
I want to hear his view.
Certainly. And let me just state for the record, sir, that I don't think that you're inherently evil simply because you're an atheist.
Okay, well, the way I see it is, you've heard all this garbage about people seeing Jesus on billboards and McDonald's billboards and stuff. You've heard about that, right?
Yes, hallelujah.
Well, anyway, why would the creator of all mankind waste his time on a McDonald's milkshake?
Well, there's a reason for that, and part of the reason has to do with the breakup of religion, divestiture, if you will. There's a lot of competition these days. There is a lot of conflicting messages hitting our young people and our old people as well. God needs marketing as much as any other major corporation would.
Well,
does that answer your question?
Well, don't you think he should maybe pay for his own billboard instead of skanking off of McDonald's Corporation?
Well, I'm certain that God does pay for everything that he uses when he uses it. It may take some time for that payment to be received, but God does pay in the end.
Uh-huh. Well,
yes.
On a serious note here, I really don't see any evidence of a God in modern society today. And I believe that religion was created by man at a time when people really needed something to believe in to explain all these the stars and the moon and how they got here. And that's basically the way I feel.
Well, the stars and the moon and the sky and the sands of the earth. We need explanations for all that kind of thing.
All right, but I guess, like I said before, it was created at a time when people needed something to believe in.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, not necessarily. I really don't see any evidence of his existence.
Well, what would you like to see, sir?
What would I like to see?
Yes.
I wouldn't like to see anything. I just...
Well, what would convince you?
Particular view. What would convince me?
Yes.
For me to come face-to-face with him. Have him on this earth and stop all this pain and suffering experienced.
Now, how do you know, I'll get to your pain and suffering in a moment, but how do you know that you have not already met him?
Because I know I haven't talked to him face to face. I haven't had any conversations.
Are you sure you didn't forget?
I'm positive. I'm a very...
Have you had a sharp blow on the head recently?
No, I've only been on Earth for about 17 years, so I haven't...
No sharp blows?
No sharp blows whatsoever. How can I explain this? How could he let wars and the pain and suffering suffered by people malnutrition and starving to death?
Well, now, if we didn't have wars, we wouldn't be having this discussion right now. And therefore, we'd be taking God for granted.
Suffering.
You need suffering. You need pain. You need turmoil and blood and carnage. It has existed in the past. It will exist in the future. It will touch each and every one of us. These are the things that mankind is made of. And it's all for our own good. You must believe.
Oh, but why is it good? Try to explain that to somebody who, an innocent baby just born, addicted to cocaine.
Well, when they learn to talk, we'll explain it to them.
You will?
Explain it to me. Explain it to me.
Yeah, let's
explain it to my little brother.
Yeah, very good.
Are you born addicted to cocaine?
No, but
my
little brother was.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
So how would you explain that to this gentleman's little brother?
How would I explain...
Yeah, how would you explain that this baby is born through
innocent.
No... Yeah, exactly. It's completely innocent, no control over anything. And this baby is going through...
How do we know that this little baby is innocent? How do we know where this baby came from? This baby could be an agent.
An agent?
Of some alien life form.
An agent of an alien life form.
Oh, rest your heads in shame. There could be anything attached to this kind of thing.
Oh,
we must
Eric, rest your head away from the
fear.
Microphone.
Oh, believe me, I know my brother very well, and he's not an agent. Trust
okay,
me.
Let's assume he's not an agent, Eric.
Have
I'm,
you
I'm
checked
willing to
for
assume.
The mark of the beast?
Not lately. What does that consist of?
The mark of the beast is the same as the post office box number for the Stony Brook Foundation, which is 666.
I haven't seen any numbers across his forehead.
Now, of course, we're not suggesting that the Stony Brook Foundation has anything to do with the mark of the beast.
If
or,
it is not
or
on his forehead, then it is inside his throat.
Oh, but listen to this. How
you must
can you
look there.
Why would someone innocent like him, why would he have to go through all this pain and suffering? I mean, he hasn't done a single thing.
Perhaps he is enjoying it.
He what?
Perhaps he is making you miserable, thinking that he is going through pain and suffering, when in actuality he's having the time of his life watching you suffer.
He's put himself and my family in great suffering.
Well, we can have this theological discussion for all time and learn quite a bit from it, but I think you've probably learned enough already tonight, and it's time to spread the teaching to someone else.
I might point out that he's left us in great debt as well.
Uh-huh. Well, that is the price that Satan will put on someone. Enough about that. We wish you all the best.
We wish you too.
Thank you very much. You see, it takes all types to make a world, Jim.
Yeah, it's
all
for,
types.
That's for darn sure, Eric.
Yeah, and
I'm looking at a real type right now, right now.
Using that kind
here.
Of language that you go over to the other radio station deals with that kind of thing.
Oh, yeah? Which radio station deals with that?
Well, we don't say those words.
Oh, we don't, huh?
632-6901. Good evening.
Hi, it's Capital F, Capital
You know, you it's the third time you've called.
Yeah, but you see, the original reason why I called hasn't been discussed yet.
Well, we haven't even talked about the weather, and we're trying to do that desperately.
We don't really care about the weather, Eric.
How could we not care about the weather? The weather is what makes mankind live from day to day. It's the thing you hear all the time. It's that which guides you.
But you hear weather all the time. And it keeps you alive from day to day.
I hear it in my head.
Yeah. What I was wondering about, though, is if you got the stuff that I mailed to you in mailbox number 99, which, by the way, if you turn upside down and add a 62, is also the number of the beast.
We don't have to discuss that right now. Thank you so much for calling. Good evening.
Hello. Is Natalie there?
Is Natalie there? Well, this is something that we will have to figure out. It's something that that has been asked. For centuries. It's something that we have not yet found the answer to. Natalie is a word that can mean many things to many different people. It can mean good. It can mean bad. It can mean your salvation. It can mean your doom. By asking us, is Natalie there? We ask ourselves if we are prepared to see that which lies ahead. In conclusion, we must say that the time has come for us to take a good look at the extended forecast. And, Jim, I believe you have that.
Oh, I do?
Yes.
I don't know if I do, Eric. I don't know if I have much of anything anymore. Let's see.
Oh, our phone number still is 632-6901.
Yeah.
We do welcome your solicitations and things like that.
Solicitations? What are these people soliciting, Eric?
I should say that the moon
is
going to be full on June 26th.
Yeah, I think the moon has an effect on somebody's brain right now, even as we speak.
Let's try and keep the comments to yourself and your covert agent who is controlling your every movement.
My covert agent that's controlling my every movement. Again, with the covert agent.
Do you have
Eric,
an extended forecast?
Eric, I don't
forecast?
Have an extended forecast.
All right, well
no.
Then, just why not remain silent over there while we go to the phones. Good evening.
Hello, may I speak with Natalie?
May I speak with Natalie? Now, that is a different kind of a question. This kind of a question actually is saying that that Natalie is here. There is a Natalie here. May I make contact with that particular person? Oh, you see, it's a leap in faith. It's step one is asking, is Natalie there? Step two is, Natalie is there. May I speak with her? It doesn't take much of an imagination to speculate as to what the third, fourth, and final step is in this particular line of thinking. This is something that we don't really have time to get into tonight, but questions of Natalie's whereabouts, as well as other such entities, are things that have troubled mankind and will continue to trouble us. Let's continue with the weather, as that is what we are here to discuss tonight. We only have 9 minutes. 9 minutes to discuss what is going on in the skies. And the skies what control what falls down upon us.
Upon us?
Is there an echo in here that I'm not aware of? Now, let us step out. And try and confuse another operator somewhere. This time, let's go to France and find out the weather there.
May I help you?
Hello, we need overseas information, please.
One moment for an operator who can assist you. Thank you.
Yes, hello, we need overseas information for Paris, please. French phone is ringing. We're looking for the number for the weather in Paris. You know, it almost sounded like she hung up. Didn't it almost sound like that?
I think, well, maybe by accident she hung up.
So forgiving are you.
Well, I guess I don't have the divine inspiration that you have to condemn everybody except yourself.
Or perhaps something interfered with this phone call.
Oh, you think so?
Hello, sir. What happened? Did you speak to the operator?
I'm not sure. Is this the operator?
Yeah, this isn't the operator. The operator was on the line. Did you say anything to him?
Which operator is this?
The operator. Information overseas. Did you speak with her?
Yes. No, I didn't. I got thrown back to you. She sounds as confused as we are. What is that noise? There's the French phone again.
Hi, Francisco, bonjour.
Hello, is this Paris?
Yes.
We need the telephone number for the recorded weather forecast for Paris, please. All right, 3665-0101.
That's right.
Is that city code 1?
Yes.
All right, thank you very much.
Welcome.
Bonjour. I knew that. I knew a French word. I took French all my life, from junior high school up until the day I graduated college.
Yeah, when you took it, what'd you do with it? Destroy it?
You know, Jim, we're going to have a little discussion after this show, but there's no point letting our listeners in on that. Let us find out.
There won't be any point to it when we have it off the air also.
Weather is like
it'll be pointless, just like all your other discussions
there
tonight.
In France.
A pointless exercise in falderol.
Cut his microphone, please. Thank you.
Typical.
Thank you. Typical. Weather in France. Coming right up here, folks.
You can't argue with me, so you just cut me
off. Oh, sorry.
What?
Your international call cannot be completed as dialed.
Yeah, you
please check the number
now you
and dial
cut
again.
Off, Eric. How do you like it? You like the way it feels?
Well, this doesn't make any sense. This has to work.
Yeah, now all of a sudden you feel disoriented.
But This is the number they gave me.
You don't have control of everything now, huh? How do you like the way it feels?
I dialed the right digits, and it didn't go through.
Yeah, it didn't go through, yeah. Aw, isn't life unfair?
Redialed the number.
And you lead such a good life. You're so pure of heart and so sanctimonious and so abiding by everything.
We're sorry. Your international call cannot be completed as dialed.
I don't understand.
Please check the number and dial again.
I was checking the number, and now I'm going to dial again using a, not using the city code, okay?
You're so good.
Because
you're,
I believe this will go
through.
You're
better than anybody else.
No.
What happened, Eric? Why, you.
Yeah,
I've
used it without using the city code now. Uh-oh. It's busy. The weather is busy.
That's right, Eric. Somebody else had to hear what it was.
You know, we can't dial the weather from here. If we try calling the weather, we get that little thing.
Well?
They blocked it, so we can't call the weather.
Well, these things
happen. But we can call the time, because there's this neat little thing here.
56, 15, June 15, 23, 56, 21, June 15. 23.
So anytime we want the time and date, we can get it.
That's good.
Isn't that something?
Yes. That's useful.
And it doesn't cost anything.
No, that's excellent.
Not a thing. We're almost out of time, so very quickly now we have to wrap up the latest weather and what's going to be happening in the days and weeks ahead. In the weeks ahead, it is going to be hot and humid, and it's going to cool down a little bit. It's going to rain. We'll have some wind, thunderstorm, more hot and humid conditions, and some rather pleasant days, fine days, in fact.
Oh, you mean you're not going to be around?
No, I'm just giving the weather extended.
No, I'm saying when you said we're going to have pleasant days, you mean you won't be in this vicinity?
That's it. I can only stand this for so long. 2 hours of abuse is something that even I don't have to take. Jim, I'm going to have
what
to
do
ask
mean, you, even you
to
don't
talk
have to
me
to
in the newsroom.
Why?
Because that's where we have discussions, and that's a soundproof room.
No, it's not. It's not a soundproof room. It's another one of the outright lies that you've told
tonight.
Anything
that you're going to
the newsroom
to
is not soundproof. Why? Where did you get the idea the newsroom is soundproof?
That's where I always go to have serious discussions with people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I bet.
Jim, I'm going to give you the opportunity to say goodnight to the folks, and folks, I suggest you listen carefully, because this may be the last time you hear Jim's voice in quite a while, as no doubt various people are taking notes as to the things he has said here tonight, the blasphemous comments he's made concerning
what blasphemous
our
comments?
Nation, our heritage, our way of life, things that us good
you know
people
something?
Believe in.
You're a total fruitcake, you know that? I mean, there's no need for me to mince words
good
anymore.
People
you're out of your mind.
Know how to deal calmly and rationally with a creep like this. You know what to do, folks. You know what to do. Keep those prayers coming in. More importantly, keep those money
you're
coming
a sad
in. Keep the dollars
kisser.
Coming in.
You're a real sad $10,950.
Oh, feels good. Feels good. All right. We are out of time here. The program has been brain damaged. And Jim, I'm going to give you the opportunity to say something else while I look for the outro.
Yes, the outro is right in front of you, Eric, to the right.
Interesting how you knew that.
Yeah, it is, because I put it there, figuring it'd make it easier for you.
No,
when I used to like you, when you used to be my friend before the show went on tonight.
Ah, that's real funny.
Yeah, yeah, canned laughter like your brain.
It's better than having my brain bottled up soaked for extended periods of time. But I won't get into
right.
that.
By whom? By whom, pray tell?
The program has been brain damaged.
Excuse the pun. Would you believe I ate at Burger Heaven yesterday?
We want to thank...
and you'll probably try and claim that there's a Burger Purgatory and a Burger Hell also, for that matter.
Let Jim out this time, but maybe he won't be back next time because...
He's
going to need additional treatment at the facility.
Yeah, right.
Thank you so much for coming in, Jim, and let's stay tuned now for Cabret and No Sound Test, which undoubtedly will change the direction of this ongoing discussion here.
It'll make it a... It'll make some sense for once.
Uh-huh.
And your listeners deserve a medal for sticking with you. here on WUSB Stony Brook, Long Island's first station in the 90s.
I'll be back next week. Jim will not. And if that's not proof of a god, I don't know what is. Good night.
Stone brick, stone upon stone they grow. Choking the atmosphere oh so incredibly slowly. Sulfur and carbon and hydrogen, sulfide and lime. Favor corrosion and cover your cities with grime.